Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show, and happy Easter. This is an amazing day. I highly recommend going to see A Case for Christ. It's about a guy that his wife ended up going to church, and he went out to prove he was a journalist. It's based on a true story. And he went out to prove that there was no crucifixion. And he ended up finding evidence that, guess what? There was a crucifixion. There was a Christ. And he converted over. It's an amazing story. It's true. But it's what is amazing, I'm going to talk about a couple of cases that are just, we've got some, and I say we, I'm doing legal research for people. I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. So don't think about going there. But we've got some landmark type cases that seems to be nobody's ever taken on, from what I can find out. But we're going to flesh this thing out. But in Minnesota and in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Before I get to that, though, there's... this thing about who you are is, I don't know what to say. It's just amazing. We, the citizens of the several states, we live in supposed to be the law of the land. We're supposed to be attached to the land, to a man and a woman created by our Creator. And we're supposed to have the inalienable rights from our Creator in the Declaration of Independence. And we've got a battle going on down here in the world. It's still going on between the principalities of evil, deception, and, of course, our Creator and Christ and the Holy Spirit. And so the question becomes, can I be one of them? Could I be deceived and be signing up to help the devil, which is the father of all liars? Could I be signing up under the penalties of perjury, true and correct, that I want to support liars, the devil? And the answer is an affirmative yes. It's done through deception. And like I say, we're going to get into a couple of cases. The state of Minnesota is pissed. We're taking them on. And the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals is stuck. Our only Article III court. How is that accomplished? It's done through each one of these countries, foreign states, are supposed to be sovereign. Minnesota, North Carolina, Florida, California, Texas, and they each have their own constitutions, and they each have their own citizens. And due to the Constitution of the United States, we have the privileges and immunities in the Constitution of the United States to travel amongst these foreign states called the several states and to be treated equally. We don't have to have a passport, but we can go over. I can be in Alaska and I can own land down in, say, Florida, and I can be treated equally as far as taxation and other things. I can't vote down there if my domicile is up here in Alaska. But I can do commerce, business, other contractual arrangements, and I am to be treated the same as the citizens of Florida. And the scam, which we're going to get into, is so important. I found this in the 1938 congressional records. I've talked about it a bit already, a couple times, but it's so important. It's probably the most single clarification thing that I have found with all of the background that I have about citizen of the United States. Does a citizen of the United States exist? Yes. How? Where? Is there more than one flavor of it? See, that is where we run into the problem. There is a citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia that in their code says it's a qualified elector. Well, guess what? There are no several states in the District of Columbia. The 14th Amendment, you can't even be a fictional 14th Amendment in the District of Columbia because the court said it doesn't exist because guess what? There's no several states. Well, how could that be? That's a pretty good puzzle. You think? We have all these people going into church today for Easter, hopefully for the right reasons. It's not about the Easter bunny and the eggs and all that nonsense. It's to celebrate. Guess what? Christ died for our sins. And something that they don't want to tell us, I mean, I went to a Lutheran church. I went through catechism. And I don't ever remember them talking about Galatians. About, they said, well, he died for our sins. Well, wait a minute, how does that work? There's got to be something in the Bible about this, you would think, right? Well, it's found in several ways to arrive at it, but it's found in Galatians. And it's found in Galatians 3, and it starts in 26 through 29. Is it because of Israel? Do we have to support Israel to get the promises of being saved? Is that what it's all about? No. You see, we got a guy, Hagee is one of them, which is a preaching blasphemy down, I think he's out of Texas. And I was looking at some of the stuff that he does here. One of his things that he's putting out, he says, I am not trying to convert the Jewish people to the Christian faith. He said, there is nothing in the night to honor Israel that does that. In fact, trying to convert Jews is a waste of time, he said. The Jewish people has his roots in Judaism and is not going to convert to Christianity. There is no form of Christian evangelism that has failed so miserably as evangelizing the Jewish people. They already have a faith structure. Everyone else, Buddhist or whatever, need to believe in Jesus, he says. But not the Jews? Jews already have a covenant with God that has never been replaced by Christianity. What a... You believe this? This guy's got thousands of people following him. The Jews already have a covenant. They don't need to believe in Jesus. Really? You just can't make this stuff up. There's nobody ever, the first five books of the Bible that the Jews supposedly use with the Torah, which they don't really use, you can't have Moses without Christ. Whoa, wait a minute. That's illogical. Here we go. We want to talk about that. So is it about Israel? He seems to think so. There's an awful lot of people seem to think this is true. This is core to what's going on in our country. The overthrow of our republic. How was it done? How did they do it? we're finally getting to the bottom of these, this abyss of hell of this deception. In Galatians, who was the promise made to in the Bible? Israel? Israelites? It says here, 3:26. For ye are all sons of God through the faith in Jesus Christ. For whoever of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Not one a Jew and another a Greek. Not one a slave or another free. Not one male or another female. For you all are united in Christ Jesus. But if you are of Christ, then you are of Abraham, race, inheritance of the promise. The promise was made to the seed of Abraham. It was not made to a country called Israel. It was made to the seed of Abraham. And if you believe in Christ, you are inheritors of that promise. Why don't they teach this in the Lutheran Church? I was paying attention. I never heard this. I used to hear him say, you're all saved. I never could understand why. Nobody wanted to explain it. Why? I like to know why. We have to know why. If you just take stuff on because somebody says it with no understanding at all, how do you defend it or how do you explain it to someone else? I've lost friends because I refused to deal with liars. We have in our thing a whole bunch of liars. The things that get back to the church. These people that go into the church, they go in there as citizens of the United States. What have they done? What have they? Why does everybody think they want to be a citizen of the United States? Can they explain it? No. A jury? They sit on the jury? No. Why don't we complain when they all say, oh, I'm a citizen of the United States. I used to challenge them after they said it under the oath, and nobody could explain it. I couldn't either. Then, why does the church want all the people to be citizens of the United States? They do. Because, you see, they want to be a 501c3. They want to sign up with the IRS for fictional citizens of the United States. Because, you see, when I go in there, then I can do like in the Bible. I can change. I can give $100 and write it off. And actually, in reality, I'm changing money, the fictional money, and I didn't really give anything. I do believe Christ had something to say about money changing. And that's what we're doing. Why would I want to sell my birthright? You see, Esau sold his birthright in the Bible for some porridge and lentil beans. Is it important to sell your birthright? Should I sell my birthright? Is it a big deal? It's absolutely a big deal. Because you see, when you're a citizen of the United States, you have sat under the penalties of perjury. I don't want one damn thing to do with the inalienable rights of the Creator. And that's a fact. And you're saying, I want to join up the Internal Revenue criminals to be a citizen of the United States. I have no constitution, state or federal. That's a fact. I want benefits. I want to be under, and I've got this in a couple of IRS cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Congress. Because you see, since we the people, back in 14 Stat 27, which is codified today in 42 USC 1981, 1982, and 1988, that's 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982. I want the same rights as white citizens. It was done for the blacks, the Negroes. It was a scam, folks. It was a con. They memorialized it in the 14th, but when we're going to get to it, the 14th didn't change, or the 13th, 14th, and 15th didn't change one damn thing, except under certain conditions. Nothing changed. They don't tell us that. They don't tell us in 1870. 2 years later, they said, oh, the blacks, by the way, we can naturalize you now, and you're equal in all respects. You don't have the same rights as. You're equal in all respects. They don't tell us that. Oh, why did we forget the truth? Because the truth, this is about deception. This happened in 1913. Because that's why Westlaw is so easy to make this stuff. Up until 1913, all of the real party of interest in the federal, in the courts of the United States, were all the United States or United States. There was no United States of America as the party. Well, what the hell changed in 1913? Oh, the legislature of the several states says, we no longer want to have representation. We're going to turn it over to the fictional citizen of the United States. In 3 years, all of a sudden, the United States or United States went away in the real party of interest, and it became United States of America. Of course, in the 1920s, we changed the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. It's supposed to be the flag of the United States. That's 1818. That's never changed. Still there. It's deception. Will I dishonor that flag? Absolutely not. I was in the military. I'm going to dishonor the flag. It's the only thing we got. Technically, it's not the right flag for the right reasons. But it is our flag. Truth. Truth is a really interesting thing to come by. And most people don't want to hear it. That's the part that's puzzled me. And I thought that once the preachers or pastors or whatevers, you put it in the idea that Esau sold his birthright, that it would be something that they would understand. They don't. They won't even listen. And it just puzzles me. I don't know why. You'd think these preachers would want to get to the bottom of the truth, but they don't seem to. They want to preach nonsense. Birthright, 1828, Webster's Dictionary. Any right or privilege to which a person is entitled to by birth. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here, and I was just reading the birthright. This is out of 1828, Webster's Dictionary. Any right or privilege to which a person entitled by birth, such as an estate, descendable by law to an heir, or civil liberty under a free constitution. There you go. Why would I surrender my birthright? Why would I not want to be a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of Texas? Why would I not want to have the law of the land, inalienable rights under the Creator? Why would I want to go to a church, into a church that signs up for a 501c3 so I can give money and then turn around and write it off and change it out to where I really didn't give anything? I get a benefit. I get money back, maybe, from giving money. Money changers. I'm going to read one, and then I'm going to get on to the main part of what I'm going to talk about today. But I've got to read this again. This is this really struck me down, and this is the thing about liars. There's just no getting around it. Either you is or you ain't. And it's John 8, and it starts at 42 is a good place to start. If God were your father, Jesus said to them, you would respect me, for I came from God and I am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not comprehend my language? That's one of the issues we're going to talk about today. Why do we not comprehend the language that's being spoken? I'm going to tell you about, try to clarify this trial by jury nonsense that they go in, IRS versus murder. Because you will not listen to my messages. You are from your father, the devil, and it is your desire to practice the lusts of your father. He was himself a murderer from the first and stands not by the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks falsehood, he speaks in his own way, for he is a liar and the father of such. Because I speak the truth, however, you will not believe me. Who among you can convict me of wrong? If I speak the truth, why will you not believe me? Just goes on. And see, the truth shall set you free. It's in this too. That's ahead of this. The father of all liars, the devil. Why do we believe people like Hillary, Obama, Loretta Lynch, Lauren, what's her name, the gal from the IRS? Can't think of her name. I had it on the tip of my tongue here. Lois Lerner, I think her name was. Holder. These people are liars. What's to be gained by a liar? That's my first question I always ask. What's to be gained from listening to a liar? Nothing. Why even bother? Unless you'd like to tell your lies, and you're swimming in the world of lies. So where's the truth? What? There's nothing to stand on. Nothing is real. It's all for your benefit. Just tell another lie. Well, we have in the, and I say we, when I say we, I'm talking about people that I give this my research to. By the way, I have an IRS list. I should tell people about that. And I'm hopefully going to get a home page up yet. But it's a $250 postal money order. If you can't afford it, you just email me at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com and tell me why, and I'll add you. I don't keep anybody away for any reason. Absolutely not. I'm trying to get the truth out. And I challenge people to challenge me. I don't say that I know everything that's going on, but I tell you what, I have learned a ton of information in the last year. I am light years ahead of where I was. And the other was a foundation that I guess I needed so that I could see the truth. In the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, the only Article III court in existence today in the appellate form. And how do we know that? Because Congress tells us that. They told us in a Senate report that they were creating it in 1984. And it was a bona fide Article III court. Well, and what's all these other courts? Why are we going to the Ninth Circuit? Like up where we're in Alaska, we go to the Ninth Circuit, the circus court down here, the crazy judges down there. What are they about? They're about geography. It's the where this fiction citizen of the United States is found. And if you've done anything with the IRS and they send you on things about the banks, they always want to know where that bank is found, what district, what federal zone is it found in. Not about the subject matter jurisdiction. Why would that be different? Because you see, if you leave the law of the land, attached to the law of the land, you go look at the definition of the United States that they use. It's the outside boundaries of all of the, quote, several states, the District of Columbia, all territories and possessions. It's like if this is the world that fictions live in, corporations, trusts, limited partnerships. That's the world they live in, the outside boundaries. I had a corporation, an S corporation. And I could do business anywhere in the territory outside boundaries. It had nothing to do with the several states. So the next question is, why does everybody want to be a citizen of the United States? Why? They don't even know what it is. I didn't know what it is. I didn't know what its purpose was for sure. I do now. But see, you stop and think about it. In Alaska, the citizen of the United States. Back in a minute. We don't own property. And they put it in the Constitution. Do you believe this?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population.
Well, we're back here. And this case that has got him stumped, is Randy Kirkendall's case out of Mississippi. He was convicted. Using substitute for return. 26 U.S.C. 6020B. And we got that out of the chief counsel notices. They come out with three forms. And all of those three forms accomplish nothing. They're not put into the federal register, so they don't apply to we, the people, easily proven. But they convicted him and put him in jail for many years. All on nonsense. Then they came back after Randy for his property. And they've already gotten some of it. And, of course, what they do in these reduced-to-judgment cases, the IRS, they come in there, the IRS comes in. Supposedly, the chief counsel notice gets a hold of him, which chief counsel for the IRS, which he has no standing, he's strictly administrative. He can't even enter a constitutional court. He can't even enter the illusion of one. His chief counsel notice that uses these three forms is used in the tax court cannot cross the line into the appearance of a constitutional court. We found that out inadvertently in James McAlpine's case in North Carolina. The IRS just packed up and left. On a books and records. Oh, we don't want to play with you no more. Didn't know for sure what happened. I knew it had the effect. And then in John Thornton's case, when they were pounding on him in Minnesota, that issue was brought up, and the attorney for the, quote, United States of America, coming, oh, well, that doesn't have any standing in this court. Now, wait a minute here. You go to tax court, where the chief counsel of the IRS has his attorneys represent you in a court. The tax court, by the way, has no judicial determinations at all. Supreme Court said so. So why the hell are we there? Well, we had to test all this stuff out. I had to prove all these things. I've proven it conclusively. They can't take judicial notice of the laws of the United States. They can't even take judicial notice of the regulations, because back in the early 1940s, they went from the Tax Board of Appeals to the change it to court so that they don't even have to abide by the regulations. I got it in black and white. This is Congress setting this up. Tell me we don't have a bunch of liars and thieves up there. The tax court is nothing. It's smoke and mirrors. So they did this, and so they did the summary judgment. This is what they always do with reduced to judgments. They go in there and they play the little game for a while, and they feel you along, and all of a sudden, well, we grant summary judgment. You lose. Well, in Randy's case, put in an appeal to the United States in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That United States District Court automatically sent it to the Fifth Circuit. They didn't even look. They'd never sent one to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And once the Fifth Circuit got a hold of it, they said, hey, we got jurisdiction. We don't want to turn loose. So we had to file a motion in to tell the Fifth Circuit to go to hell, then go back to the United States District Court in Southern District of Mississippi and talk to the head clerk. And he said, you know what? You're right. It does say Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. He said, I've never seen one of those before. Whoa. So it took a month to get the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals to even give a number. And so what does that happen? The Department of Justice, that was United States of America in putting Randy in jail on his reduced to judgment, it was United States of America. In the Fifth Circuit, it was United States of America. When it gets to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, it's only United States. Now, wait a minute here. How did they make that transition? If you put a guy in jail, United States of America is a real party of interest. You take his property under United States of America. You go to the Fifth Circuit under the United States of America. How in the holy hell can you change it to United States when you actually hit a true Article III court? Because guess what? United States of America's got no standing there. It's a bona fide Article III court. United States, the sovereign body politic, Congress, has no standing in that court. So what does the DOJ do? Well, we want to move it back to the Fifth Circuit because it has jurisdiction, yeah, for a citizen of the United States. But you see, they never ran into anybody that's actually put in their into the public record, which we get them in Alaska. It's $150 now, basically, to cover because of the increased cost up here. But to go in and get four copies, you go in and you put this in. I'm changing it, by the way, so I've got to add in this new stuff, but you put it into the public record, you get four certified copies, and under the laws of evidence, Rule 901, Number 7, it's self-authenticating. Where is your evidence that I am not? And a guy in South Carolina gave me 18 USC, I think it was 911. It's a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States. Well, how in the hell do I prove I'm a citizen of the United States? I just proved I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of one of the several states. I, myself, have voted in Alaska. I've even got a driver's license that way. They didn't stop me because they can't. Now, in Minnesota, we've got two instances where they have denied people to vote as a – to vote is one thing. You're the elective franchise is in being a, one of the several states. And I have a brief on this that I put out that was put into Randy Kirkendall's case. And this is United States versus Anthony. 24F CAS, that federal cases, they used to do that. Westlaw did in those. It's 24F period CAS period 829. And it's the circuit court out of New York, 1873. The circuit courts of the United States were constitutional courts. And it says the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were designed mainly for the protection of the newly emancipated Negroes, but full effect must nevertheless be given to the language employed. The right of voting, or the privilege of voting, is a right or privilege arising under the Constitution of the state and not under the Constitution of the United States. And second, that right of a character here involved is not one connected with citizenship of the United States. If the rights of a citizen were therefore thereby violated, they are that fundamental class derived from his position as a citizen of the state, and not those limited rights belonging to him as a citizen of the United States. How come we don't know this? Why are all these states doing what they're doing? Money. So the question becomes, how can I claim to be a citizen of the United States and prove it? Just by signing up to vote? Under the penalties of perjury? Really? But if I put in real evidence, they don't want to talk about being a citizen of one of the several states, which I'm going to get to here out of Minnesota. Boy, are they pissed. But now I've tell you, the research they did, they had more than one person working a lot of hours to put all this stuff together. But we can defang them. Big time. They're using the 11th Amendment that they want to thing. Corfield versus Coryell was one of the really premier cases on this. It's 6F.CAS.56. 6F.CAS.56, 1823. And it talks about here, the immunities of citizens, which are clearly embraced by the general description of privileges deemed to be fundamental, to which may be added the elective franchise as regulated and established by the laws or constitution of the state in which it is to be exercised. Boy, they do not want to hear that. Why don't they want to hear it? You see, all of these state income taxes can't operate without having a federal income tax. Go look at any state income tax. There will be a place for a federal income tax. We ran into that in Rappert's case in Minnesota. And they even gave the statute that says they can only audit a return if a taxpayer's return. It has to exist. You have to have volunteered. And therein lies the key in Randy's case and in other cases. If you volunteer and you sign a form 1040, OMB 1545-0074, if you voluntarily sign that, not under duress, you can forget about a constitutional court. You volunteered. And the Article 3 court, that was the Federal Court of Claims in 1963, it was an Article 3 court, and now it's an Article 1 court, but it sits, acts like an Article 3 as a precursor to the one above it. It's tied in. Guess what? If you volunteer, you're done. You got no remedies, not in the constitutional court. That started off with Hayburn's case back on the widows and orphans. They wanted to give money to them, and they wanted to then send it over to the Department of Defense or Department of War, whatever it was. And then they could modify the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court come down in 1792 and said, no, it ain't going to happen. You can't do that. If the Supreme Court rules, nobody can touch our decisions. Babcock case back in the early 1900s. Same thing. It says when the United States creates rights against itself, you have no rights, no remedies, anything. Just take whatever the heck you signed up for and shut up. Many cases, Muskrat, several of them, all saying the same thing. If you volunteer, you don't have any right to a constitutional court. You've given up all of your rights and remedies. Arising under as inalienable rights. You have no right to any constitution. You have no right to any protections of anything. You've stepped into the other side of life to being a citizen of the United States. And you want benefits. And a lot of those benefits are if you don't give me money. Just like in Minnesota, I saw it initially, when the IRS sent out a thing to vote, that's one of the things that I'd already figured that out. But the thing that the two most important things is one is to get your status into a public record. Who are you? Do you want to have inalienable rights from the Creator, or do you want to have the rights of the devil? citizen of the United States, where you have no rights, no remedies, no law of the land, nothing. Which is it? That's the first one. The second issue is they have hoodwinked all the people in these United States to go, quote, vote as a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury. True and correct. And we've had two people, Rappert and Hartman, out of Minnesota. We modified the forms, and they rejected them. Not a good thing to do. Because you see, the defense that they're using in Minnesota under the 11th Amendment, the citizens of Minnesota can't sue the state of Minnesota. Well, wait a minute here. It's illogical. The citizens of Minnesota can't exercise their elective franchise by your own codified statutes. And we've even got where you denied it. This is the game that once you start doing legal stuff, got to be real careful. These attorneys are very good at using constitutional arguments when they're sitting over in the land of Oz. Because you see, like the United States District Court that came along in 1948, it came from the territory of Hawaii. It's not an Article 4 court, because they said farther on down in this reviser's notes, accepted practice. They combined all these courts together. Well, you can't combine an Article 3 court, Section 2, which is a very limited jurisdiction in all of the several states, the federal courts of the United States. You can't combine that with a district court, court in the District of Columbia, because that court can decide administrative. It has general jurisdiction. It's not a limited. And you can't combine it with a territorial court, because that court sits under the plenary power of Congress. It's in Article 4. How do you put them all together? They did it, 1948. Can't make this stuff up, literally. Where are the attorneys? So this, two things are important, are your status. Who do you want to be? Do you want to have inalienable rights from the Creator, or do you want to be under the liar of the devil? For a citizen of the United States, because it's a lie. But you get benefits. Eat, drink, and be merry. Be under the absolute plenary power of Congress, and then the states operate under them. They're like a little mini Fed. They're not sovereign states at all. They give you the illusion they are, but they're not. Because they can't have a state income tax without a federal income tax. Well, you can't have a federal income tax without being what? An individual, which is defined under means. When I found means, boy, that's the killer. That's a major find that I finally found a way to lock those bastards down. When they use the word means, individual means, citizen of the United States, it says that's the exclusive use of that word. You can't go to the dictionary. You can't go anywhere else. You have to use that definition when it says means. So why doesn't anybody with these sharp IRS attorneys, or why don't we, and I've done this many times. I didn't know. I went into traffic courts. I've played the game up here in Alaska. I'd go into the lower court, try to fight it. Then I'd go to the appeal to the superior court. But of course, that court has had its name changed from the third district to the third judicial district. Its seal signature was changed. Back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And Means, Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N versus Commissioner. 302 U.S. 82. 302 U.S. 82, page 86, 1937. When the exclusive definition is attended, the word means is employed. That's a killer. See, we go to court and we don't understand that they have taken words and made terms out of them. Now we have a means to object on they're using words that people don't understand. Now you see, if you go to a murder trial, I've sat in some murder trials. They bring in expert witnesses. They explain what this stuff is all about. DNA or whatever they're using. They're bringing expert witnesses to explain things to the jury. And there's usually one law, sometimes it's more, usually it's first or second degree murder, depending on they give the jury the option. But there's a law that already says, and the issue is, somebody died, got killed. And so there's facts to support the law, the single law. And the terms, the things that are used, are explained to the jury in great detail. It's really interesting to sit there and listen to these people that do this type of stuff, that do autopsies and all these things. I mean, they explain it. And that is a good place for a trial by jury, even though it's a kangaroo jury. How does it differ from a IRS case? They won't let you bring the law in. You can't. They use terms like taxpayer, individual, withholding agent, subtitle A. They won't talk about these things. Well, how is the jury? It's a scam. It's a con. Because you see, they've taken a whole Title 26. And actually, if you're, quote, in there being prosecuted, it's supposed to be under Subtitle A, just a part, one part of the five subtitles. There are five types of taxes under the Internal Revenue Code. And like in Rappert's case, I could not believe it. There wasn't one swinging person in that whole frickin' damn court knew whether it was a Subtitle A, B, C, or D, or E. They didn't even know what kind of tax it was. How can you prosecute if you don't even know what kind of tax it is? Because they're all different, totally. E is alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. Do you think that has anything to do with A, which is individual? Of course not. Or C, which is employment taxes for citizens of the United States, which you can't even have a deficiency on, and they do it all the time. It's their terms. And nobody brings this up. I watched, in, I think his name is Back up here in Alaska. I went in one day and watched the IRS hang him with lie after lie. I just, God, I wanted to stand up and just shout. And they brought up the head honcho that does this nonsense for the IRS to get these non-filers. And that transcript's going to be available here soon. I'm going to put that out, and I'll tell you what, I can take that, and it's going to be a lesson in how and what to do. Why are these attorneys not addressing this stuff with the IRS? Why do they? Can you imagine? I get willful, just like Randy. Willful failure to file. What did he not do? He didn't put his signature on an implied in law contract, which is to obtain a benefit, and he couldn't even take it to a constitutional court. They want his signature. They wanted his signature on an implied in law contract. And if you do that voluntarily, you cannot go in the Federal Court of Claims or the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Back in a minute.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.